Sechtes Erevin, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. We all know that at the beginning of the year, you get calendar after calendar from all different kinds of organizations and moizdas. And that's because we know exactly when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, when Yom Kippur is going to be, when Chanukah, Pesach, Shavuos, and so on. But you know, in the times of the Mishnah, you weren't really sure till the last minute, and sometimes even after the last minute. You see, you didn't know if Rosh Chodesh was going to be on the 31st day from the last Rosh Chodesh, or the 30th day. In other words, you didn't know if the previous month would have 29 days or 30 days. If the Edom came on day number 30 and said, we saw the new moon, that day becomes Rosh Chodesh, and the previous month is only 29 days. If the Edom did not come on that day, so automatically day number 31 is Rosh Chodesh, and the previous month had 30 days. Now, if this wasn't complicated enough in regard to the other Yom Tovim, it was especially interesting when it came to Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is at the beginning of the month, so when they started Rosh Hashanah, they really weren't sure if it was going to be Rosh Hashanah. Is today the first day of the new month? Is it Aleph Tishrei? Or is it the last day of last year? Is it the 31st of El? Now, because of this, all of Eretz Yisrael had to celebrate both the 30th and the 31st day, following Rosh Chodesh El as Rosh Hashanah. We'll talk a little bit more about this later on. But right now, let's try to understand, in terms of Eruvei Techumen, how do we view the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, Rosh Hashanah, Sheyare, where there was a concern, Shema Tis'aber, maybe the Bezen HaGadol is going to say, okay, today's not going to be Rosh Chodesh. Maybe we started out the day as Rosh Hashanah, but tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah as well. And this person knows that on the first day, he has to go to the east, and on the second day, he has to go toward the west. So Ma'ariv Adam, a person can set into play Shnei Erevin, 2 Erevs. Riemri says, Eruvi Berisha in Lamizrach, my Erev for the first is for me to have the extra Amais to go east, Ubashani Lamarav, and for the second to the west, or the other way around. Berisha in Lamarav for the first to the west, Ubashani Lamizrach, and for the second to the east. Another option is, Eruvi Berisha, my Erev is for the first, and that's it. Ubashani Kibneiri, on the second day, I want to be like the people of my town. I want to have no Erev in effect. I want to be able to go 2,000 Amais in all directions from wherever I'm really sleeping. Meaning to say, my real house. He can say, Eruvi B'sheini, I want the Erev to take effect on the second day, Uberishan Kibneiri, but for the first, I'm like my town. At least of Yehuda holds this way, but V'leihoidu L'chachamim. The Chachamim did not agree with him. The Chachamim say, as far as Rosh Hashanah is concerned, it's one Kiddush. And the Allah is like the Chachamim in regard to the 2 Yom Tovim of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because the reason there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is not so much because of a suffix. It's because we don't know when the Edom are going to come. And actually, Chazal made a deadline. They said if the Edom don't show up on the first day, by the time of Mincha, that's Mincha Ketana, but 2.5 hours before Shkia Sachama, before sundown, it's too late. Then that day is considered Yom Tov, and the next day is considered Yom Tov. Now, wait a second. If you're telling me that when Mincha comes, it's too late, we won't even accept the Edom, so I know for sure the first day is weekday. Why would we finish the day as being a Yom Tov? And the answer is, because imagine you go through Rosh Hashanah and all the tshuva that's going on, and you're so serious, and all of a sudden, the Edom didn't come. Forget it. It's a weekday. The next year, we're going to start again as Rosh Hashanah. Is it really Rosh Hashanah? Is it not Rosh Hashanah? It's going to take away from the Kedusha of Yom Tov. So the whole inyan that Chazal gave Kedusha to both days Rosh Hashanah is not because so much of a suffix. It's because there has to be a mindset, listen, as far as you're concerned, you come into this as it's Rosh Hashanah, today and tomorrow. And the Mela, it's all one Kedusha. Other Yom Tov and Shel Galias work very differently. The reason in Chutz Laretz we have 2 days Yom Tov, because we're not sure when Bezen was Mekadosh to Chodesh. Bezen did their best to get the message out when Rosh Chodesh was, but for the people who live far away in Chutz Laretz, the news wouldn't get to them, and it's already time for Sukkot, time for Pesach, so you had to hold 2 days, because you weren't sure whether Rosh Chodesh was day number 30 or 31. So that's something else, that's a suffix. We know for sure one of these days is technically not Yom Tov, but in regard to Rosh Hashanah, it's a whole different kind of a takana. Chazal said, no, we have to consider both days Rosh Hashanah, that's the way it is. So here the Chachamim say, it's one Kedusha, you can't divide the day, the same way you can't take 1 day Shabbos or any 1 day of Yom Tov and divide it in half. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned in this mission. Rabbi Yehuda says, what do we do with the 2 days, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Sheyorei, Shemet, Tisaber? Absolutely no problem in dividing it. Come before Yom Tov, put down 2 Erevin, and you can have any combination you want. First day to the east, second day to the west, first day to the west, second day to the east, first day in Erev, second day no Erev, first day no Erev, second day Erev. It's 2 separate days, and you divide it. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim hold Rosh Hashanah for sure has 1 Kiddushah, and therefore, whatever goes for the first day is going to go for the second day.